וידבר השם למשה במדבר סיני, בו היא אומרת, כאן המדרש, שלושה דברים ניתן התורה, באש, במים ובמדבר. באש, it brings the פסוק, והר סיני כולי אושון, במים, ואני כסנוח הפסוק, במדבר, וידבר השם למשה במדבר. The title of the medrash is, the Chovis Lavovis talks about this in Shara Bechina Perakei, that the more important, the more nochlet something is, the more it's found b'shefa in the Bria. Avir is very, very nochlet. A person can live without avir for a few minutes. That's why it's b'shefa all over. Mayim is also very, very nochlet. You can't live with more than a few days without mayim. That's why it's also b'shefa. Food, you can survive already a few days without it, but it's also pretty b'shefa. Zohov, we can't have to give on them. Taka, there's less of it. Kefi, the nechitas of azach, kefi, how much Torah there is, if that's how much it's b'shef in the world. Torah is azavi eish, mayim, v'midbar. Torah is such a dover hechreichi, azavi mayim, eish, v'midbar, v'oretz, we need land. That's why Torah is compared to these things. On the other hand, chava deher, of the Torah is nimshal azov, yikara mizov. On one hand, Torah is the hechreichi, like mayim, eish, avir, avada. Of Mitacheni, it has the Yakras of Zov. As though normally the Mayim and the Eish doesn't have the Yakras of Zov, it goes one or the other. In Torah, it's Fanan Begazach. On the other hand, it's Avad Yokar Mizov also. So, Ues Roish Koladas B'nei Yisrael, there's the Indian of counting B'nei Yisrael. There's various Pshatim in the Rishonim. What's the Indian of counting Klal Yisrael? Hashem knows how many people there are in Klal Yisrael. He knows how many molecules is in each person's finger. I mean, but what's the Indian of counting the Eden? What's the Indian? So Rashi brings down the Indian is Laharis Chiba. Mitoi Chibosan Lafan of Moina Oisim Kol Shah. Kishiyotsu Mimitzrayim Monon. Kishinofu Be'egel Monon. The Indian of Laharis Chiba. The Pashk is the Taita of Rashi is not knowing the number. The Etzim counting. Counting one after the other. The Yidin is the Indian of Mara Chiba. Every Yochid. The Rambam, I think, and other Rishonim, they wanted you guys to underizach. You see over here the Chashivas of every Yochid. Every Yochid went to Moshe Rabbeinu with a Chetzi Shekel and is counting himself. He says, I'm David ben Yitzchok, Lushevet Menashe, Ich bin Epis, Ich bin a Mensch, Ich hab a eigene Chashivas. Every Yochid has a Chashivas. Let's talk about this as a lesson that has to do with there's a lot of pshat and what the Midrash has to do right before Shavuos. Or Rav Adar state, Agroi Salimut, Yedir Eino Hat a Chashivas, Yedir Eino Hat Zayin Egen a Chelik. Entire. Now if you go through the numbers that Klai Yisrael has been counted, it's a marvel to Gazach, Ali Yoran Achfreg, Ich weiß nicht, Klai Yinyin, all the Shvatim, I rounded off to the nearest hundred. 64,500, 59,300, everything is to the nearest hundred. One shavit is to 50. Chali Dobaru, shavit God, is Sheshmeris Lechamishim. Statistically, it's not shy that none of the Shvatim ended up being 452, or 861, or 957. Always to the nearest hundred. So I thought maybe, Bedoichik, Al-Pitevitz came out not shy. All 12 Shvatim exactly to the 100th. Finished. Maybe it's rounded off. I think I saw, can't find this, I saw somewhere that Litzav Oysam, a Tzva is 50. So we're counting not the numbers, we're counting how many Tzvotas there are, how many sections in the army. And a section is 50. A Tzva is 50. Epshim. Abrechaba Ha'ora, the Meshech Chochma says, it says, L'Roshi Beis Avoysam, Zot the Meshech Chokma, what's the Torah adding on? That the Rosh Beis Av was also in the Minyan. Don't think that the Cheshbin is without the Rosh Beis Av. The Rosh Beis Av also goes in the Minyan. If it's anyways now ended off to the nearest 50, what's the Dugish that the Rosh Beis Av gave to mine in the Minyan? Obviously it's Mamish B'diktuk. Unless the Rosh Beis Av would tip the scale that it's rounded to the next 50. No. Avash is saying it's Mamish B'diktuk. Halei Dobru, that all the Shvatim came out to be exactly to the nearest 100. Come out the Pella. There's another Aura that comes out of the numbers. It's Aura, as I state. Binyamin, we know, had 10 sons. Don only had one son. It's a shayla. Chushim ben Don. It's a shayla of Shalim Gmar Bubasir, who was two or one. A person, Don had one son. Chushim is one person. It's a sugi, the Nishmeret number. Only had one son. And Binyamin has 35,400, and Don is much more, 62,000. It's a sign that Binyamin had 10 sons, and it came out much less. It goes to all the Shvatim, it says, Livnei Yisachar, Livnei Zvulun, Livnei Yosef. By Naphtali, it says, Bnei Naphtali. The only one, it doesn't say, Livnei Naphtali. Pashat Pshat, we have all the Klal Yisrael here, and we're counting out Shevet by Shevet, so you have to be Boichim then. you're picking out Livnei Don, Livnei God, Livnei Asher. Naphtali is the last one. He's the only one left. After they finish counting everyone else, it's not Livnei Naphtali. We're left with Bnei Naphtali. They're the only ones left after you counted the other 11 Shvatim. Actually, in Pashup Shad, that's why it's Bnei Naphtali. In Balaturim state, the reason it says Livnei Naphtali, it doesn't say Livnei Naphtali. It says Bnei Naphtali, wrote the Balaturim, because by Naphtali had more bonus than bonim. First thing, the Balaturim. Since Naphtali had more bonus than bonim in his shavit, that's why it doesn't say Lamed. It's my eye. So I'm all of Shad. Lamed is Limud. Tayr. Limud, Lamed. And Noshim apartment from Limud. So by Naphtali, when it was more Noshim, so by Naphtali it doesn't say Lamed. The Goyim Lazed is the famous part of the Goyim. The Goyim says, it says in Koheles, Ace, Lifkois, Ace for everything, and then it says Ace Spoid, the Ace Rikoid. It doesn't say Ace Lispoid, the Ace Lirkoid. But all the other ones, it's Ace Lifkois, Ace Lasois, Ace Lakonatua. Ace Spoid, the Ace Rikoid. Not the Goyim, because by Spoid and Rikoid, that's Halavoyas and Ace. And Achnosas Kala, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, by Achnosas Kala, Halavoyas and Ace. So there's no Lamed. You take out the Limud. The Lamed is for Limud. Actually, that's the shot here by Livnei Naphtali, because Naphtali was more bonus. Avad and Naphtali was more bonus, is also Rosh Tevis. Naphtali Ayola Shlucha Hanoisin is Rosh Tevis Isha. So to them, as Naphtali was more bonus. So we're counting all the Mishkan, and now it says that they're around by the sub of Mishkan Yachnu. If you look up in the Pesukim, the Bishkarov Ala Torah, he titles up in the Pesukim Gevaldik. In Pasuk Nun, it says, Behafkines Levim, that the Levim should be in the center. The sub of Mishkan Yachnu, you have the Mishkan, around them is going to be the Levim. And around the Levim is going to be the Arba, the Golem of Klal Yisrael. The Sav of Mishkan Yachnu. A pasuk later again, the Yachnu al Levim, Sav of Mishkan Eidus. Pasha says it two times. Pasha cooks like Ibri. The Miskarab Taich is off, the Gavaldika Taich. He says there's one thing that the Levim, Ladoiris, are the ones that are going to be Shayra the Mikdash. There's a base of Mikdash. The Levim's job is to be Mishayrim, to make Shira, and to be Mishayorim, to be to watch the gates, to be Shayrim. Mishayurim and Mishayurim. So the Levim's job is the son of the Mishkan Yachin, the Ladoiris, they're supposed to stay around the base of English. But there's another concept, we know that there's different machanos, right? There's machanos Shechino, machanos Leviyah, and machanos Yisrael. The Mashal Mitzayra is sent out from the three machanos. Azov is only sent out from two machanos. Tomei Meit is only sent out from machanos Shechino. What defines machanos Shechino, machanos Leviyah, machanos Yisrael? So in the base of English, we have the Ezus Noshim, we have the Harabais, the machanos Leviyah. We have then Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael. Pashas just Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael. A Mitzrayim can go anywhere besides Yerushalayim. There's a sheet that a Mitzrayim can't go into other walls around the cities also. A Mitzrayim was kicked out of Akko also. Any walls around the city, Rupzach Machane Yisrael, regarding Mitzrayim. So Mazal Rishmuz, Sveidinim, Zerub Chaya, about Akoponim, we have the Machanas. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was clear cut. There was the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was the Harabais, and there was the Yerushalayim. In the Midbar, what was defining the three machanos? The Mishkan was Machan Shechina. The Mokam Chaniyat HaLevim was Machan HaLeviyah. Or Zod had to be out of there. And the Machan Yisrael was where the Machan Yisrael was, where the 12 Shvatim was. Ayba Zoy, state the same all. One pasuk is Vesav of Mishkan Yachanu was a Din L'Doyres, that they're going to be Shomer the Beis HaMikdash. The other thing is Vesav of Mishkan Yachanu is Pashit for the Tzura of the machanos. The Gimel machanos that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be defined Sharim, the Harabais, Bechulei. In the Midbar, there was a Bazunder, the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachan. That's why it's two separate Pesukim. One is a Din L'Doyris, a Shmiras HaMikdash, and one is the Tzura of the Machanais in the Midbar, which is only in the Midbar. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was other ones. In Meshachach, Meshtet HaAndu Mahalach, in this, a Gavaldik Har, he asks, Abad, it's true that the Machan Levi in the Midbar was where the Levim were living. That's not the Meshkov Chiddush. His Chiddush, that's the Dogish, the two Pesukim. The Meshachach, Meshtet Gavaldik Har, Azov, a Valkari, it's Nishlach Chutz L'machan HaLevim. Azov or Balkari, it's Tumah Yotzim and Aguf, it's worse than Tumas Meis. He's not only Osir from the Machan Shechina, he can't even go into Machan HaLevim. Frech HaMeshachot, Machan HaLevim in the Midbar was where the Levim lived. So he asks, Hey Chutz L'Levim and Shesem, how are they able to be with their wives? It's Balkari, it's Tumas Keri. Bezman HaMikdash, a Levi can't go into the Harabais. But Bezman HaMidbar, Machan HaLevim means where the Levim are living. So how are the Levim living? It's Machan HaLevim, it's Osir Balkari. So the Meshachach was Mechadish that in Machan Leviyah Gufa there was two stages. There was a closer part next to the Mishkan that was defined back as Machan Leviyah, and then there was further out where their Oyalim were, where the Mishpacha was, where the wives were, and that was already not status as Machan Leviyah. And he says that's why it says two separate Pesukim. The Sabbath of Mishkan Yachnu, and again, Sefer Lemishkan. It's two separate levels. Because it's Mukrach, he says, that in Machan Leviyah there had to be two levels. There was an oifen of Machan Leviyah that was not a chelik of where it's also for Tumazot. Otherwise, Heich Hutru Leviyah, Minish saying, a Gavaldik Arayah. They have the Seder of the Degolim. In the Seder of the Degolim, it goes that the Shvatim are broken into four groups. And Yehuda is first, before Reuven. Yehuda goes together with Yisachar and Zebulun. Then first comes Reuven, God, and Shimon. Reuven, Shimon, God. It's interesting, if you look at the Pesukim, when the Torah in Perek Aleph counts the numbers of the Shvatim, it's a Gevaldik Har. It goes in order, it starts counting from Reuven, not from Yehuda. But it doesn't go Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Perek Aleph, very interestingly, goes in the order of the Degolim. The Seder is Reuven, Shimon, God. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun. But it doesn't do Yehuda first. Meaning in Perek Beis, when it tells the Golem, Degel, Machan, and Yehuda is first. Perek Aleph doesn't put Yehuda first. Reuven is the oldest and he goes first. But it's not going in age order. It puts Reuven's Degel section first. And then it goes, Reuven, Shimon, God, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun. Zeh Oymer Dar Sheni, Vosat Gebitten. If you want in Perek Aleph, it's Bechlal not doing the Tzura of the Golem yet, let it say in order, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. It doesn't, because Reuven, Shimon, God, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun. It's doing the Seder of the Golem, but it's putting Reuven before Yehuda. Afi Machshavi, you can say, call me a svaris that on one hand, Reuven is part of the Bechor, but he lost the Bechor, and then Yehuda got it. But there's a lot of chishboinus you could say. I saw one pshat amol that Yehuda is mesamel Torah, and Reuven is mesamel the Bali Tshuva. So klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimu in Perek Aleph, before we're starting about the Tzur of Klai Yisrael Alein, so that's Reuven is first. Afterwards, the Maisa, the Degel of Yehuda has a Kedima, because Degel Yehuda is part mesamel Torah. Now, Bechlal, in the Indian of the Degolim, it's Kedai to see, it's a big Arichas, I'm not going to say over, but the Rabbeinu Bechai has a gross Arichas. What's this Indian? It's not stomach, it's a flag. What's the Indian of these flags over here? Avad Ashtik, the gross Aside, is that every Shevet, the Emes has its own Tchunas, every Shevet has its own Kaychas, and the Degel is Mesamal, the Avoida, the Oifen Avoida is Hashem of this Shevet. Every Shevet is a different color, and has a different Semel on the Degel, and the Degel stands for something. It's Mesamal, the Mahus of that Shevet. When state though that the MS, every Shevet has its Egen Avoid. There was 12 Shvilin in the Yam Suf, right? Every Shevet has its Egen Avoid. Even now, Klai Yisrael is different than Hagam. You know, people come. It's not people say, oh, well, then the best. Everyone will do the same. No, it was always in Klai Yisrael. There was nuances of difference. There was the Shnevas of Shvotim. There's a reason for it. And everyone has its own Degel. Oh, but it's a Gevaldik there. So Rabbi Yankov says, Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Indian of the Degel was given after the Mishkan, the Sov of La Mishkan Yachim. Having everyone your own Degel, that every Shevet feels, oh, we're this Mahus, we're this Avoida, we're this Seder in Yonim, is very important. Fakir, it gives the person Chashivas. Ich bin von Shevet God, ich hab der Mahalach in Avoida Hashem. But on the other hand, it could lead to Pirud and to Machalikas also. It's very dangerous. The Yisoid has to be first, the Eretz Zach we have on Matara Mishnah Tefes. V'soviv la'mishkon Yachim. After we have, in the center, the Munzig, V'soviv la'mishkon Yachimu, then, Adarava, there's a Milo in Arum and Arum the Mesavah of Mishkan Yachanu. There's the Golan. Every Shevet has its own Kaychas, every Shevet has its own Mahalach. But the first Akdama beforehand has to be the Mesavah of Mishkan Yachanu. The parent days after Stel's affected the Golan, it's Mavor, how they used to travel. It says, when they were traveling, right, they would go to Machalikas in the Gemara site, that they would travel in the Tzura of the way the Machanas were, Mizrach, Meir, Tzaf, and Dar, but when they were traveling, it would be one long thing. It's a Sugyan site, a Gansa Sugyan, I cannot learn it. But what's interesting is the way the Pasuk tells it, it says, first Degel Machane Yehuda went, then Degel Machane Reuven, and after that, Pasuk Yudzayin, in between, after Degel Machane Yehuda, Degel Machane Reuven, the Nasa Oyel Moyed Machane Halavim, then the Levim went. The Levim went in the middle. After Yehuda, and Reuven is the Golem, that's already six Shvatim, right? Yehuda, Yisrael, Zebulun, Reuven, God, Reuven, Shimon, God. Then the Levim went. Oyel, Moyed, Machan, Levim. And then went Degel, Machan, Ephraim, with Degel, Machan, Don. All the Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Benezer, all the Mefarshim ask, if you look in Parshas Baloyscha, when it goes more Mefurit, and the Seder of the Masois, the Levim was split up. The truth is, right after Degel, Yehuda, right away then went Merari and Gershon. And Kahos went after Reuven. Meaning you first had one Degel, Degel Machan Yehuda. And right away after Degel Machan Yehuda went two out of the three Levim, Gershon and Merari. Then was Degel Machan Reuven, and then came Kahos. And that, I don't say Mefarish in Parshas Baal Loischem. But don't Parshas Bamidbar, it says, Dago Machane Yehuda, Dago Machane Reuven, and then, Venosa Oyal Moit, Machane Alevim. Mechairis, with Stodim Katani, it's not all of them now. Some of the Levim already had traveled after the first Machane. But Rashi's Mashma, no, Rashi's Mashma, Venosa Oyal Moit, La'achar Shnei, Begolam Alolu, then the Oyal Moit went. The Biskarov, Taish is up from here, he brings a lot of rice. I'll tell you that. That we know that the Levim was Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, and we said when they were Mishas Chaniyosom, the Machan Leviyah was where the Levim were. But Mishas Masois they split. That's Beferish in the Pesukim. Gershon and Merari went after one Degel, and Kehos went after the second Degel. Where was Machan Leviyah? Assuming that even while they were traveling, there was a status of Machan Leviyah, a Zog would not be able to go into Machan Leviyah. Where is Machan Leviyah? You know what Machan Leviyah is? Now all the Leviyim are. So who's Chashav? What's the Kiveyah? Here is Gershon and Merari. Here is Kahas. It's not called Gershon plus Merari. Machan Leviyah is where the Oren is. It means a lot of rise to this. Where the Oren is. The Leviyim are carrying the Oren, and Kahas, we know, is the one that carried the actual Kalim. Gershon and Merari carried the Urias and the Krushim and the other parts. But the Kalim Alain, the Oren, was where Kahas was. This pasuk is talking about the machanos. So he says, about in Mitzis, it was Degel Machane Yehuda, then Gershon Merari, then Reuben, then Kehos. And that's what it says in Baal Yisrael. But over here, where was the Oyel Moyed? Where was the Machane Leviyah? Where the Aron was, that was with Kehos. And only there, Zav would be able to go with Gershon and Merari, Hatzach Gedreit, Beshas Masois. Not Beshas Chani, they were all together. He brings a lot of riceness. He brings a dirk from Rashi and Zvachim, Daf Samach, that Klor touches off, that the Isra of Zav to go, is the place where the Oren is. Machan Leviyah, Noisei Ha'Oren. It's telling him the Oren. And then Mr. Zahachov is born to this. In the Meiri, in Megillah, when he talks about, in Sigin Daf Tes, that we know there was Tkufas and Kari, so there was Shiloi, then there was Noi Vegivoyim, then there was Mikdash Rishon and Vechule. The Meiri is Masber. In Shiloi, there was Isra Bamis. Why? Because in Shiloi, they had the Mishkan. But in Noi Vegivoyim, they didn't have the Mishkan. It was taken away, the Plishtim, if you know the history. In Noi Vegivoyim, they didn't have the Oren. That's why there was a Heter Bamis in Noi Vegivoyim. After the Kach, there's a Meshech Chochmah that mutches that there was a few years of Shiloh that the Mishkan wasn't there, that the Oren was taken away already in Shiloh. He declares there was Heter Bamis during those few years. He starts working out in the Pesukim. Because Lechari the Kiveh is Taka if there was an Oren. Fred Tzach the Kasha, in the Mikdash Sheni, there was no Oren. Mikdash Sheni, one of the five things, they didn't have the Oren. If that's the Kiveh of Machan Eshkin and Machan Levi with the Oren, Lechari there's no Oren in the Mikdash Sheni. Come an Enfrin, the Chalesh said, this comes with everything, but come an Enfrin, there's a Radvaz that says, it says, Oren was Nignaz. We were the Oren Nignaz. In Radvaz state, Oren Nignaz Nim Koyme. So there was the Oren. You know where it is? It's Nignaz. It's under the Chalesh. Aber Nignaz Nim Koyme. Mikdashani has Oren. No, the Given didn't have Oren. The Kivei is Oren. And that's why, getting back to our topic, Bishas Masois, where was Machan Levi? Only where Kahos was. Because Kahos is Noisei Ha'Oren. And the Taitz of Machan Levi is where the Oren is. So that's the Yisoid. The Hemshech, the parasha, you have the Pediyah, that we have the Levim, where Nichnas Tachas the Bechayrim. From Gan to Klal Yisrael, there was 22,000 Bechayrim. From the Levim Gufa, there was 22,000 Bechayrim. And there was a Pediyah. There's Agav, a Ha'ara, it's Mamash Apella, proportionally, if Mamash doesn't stem, if there's 603,000 Yidden, and 22,000 of them are Bechayrim, it comes out 28 kids to a family. If you're working out the Cheshvan, how many Bechayrim there is? You'll say, Shisha Bekarasatha. Epshir. Oh, by the Levim, there was 22,000 Levim and only 300 Bechayrim. That's like 70 kids to a Mishpacha. That Zichah doesn't stand. And Koshkin, the Chayrim, the Levim, weren't in the Sheba. They didn't have maybe Shisha Bekarasatha. There were first some grapple with this. We'll come to the Allah as Achim. Now, the Meister was. What? Yeah, you have the Cheshvan there, and you have the Cheshvan in there. You don't have the Cheshvan around. It says in the Gemara Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu had to write, he made Goyrolas, because 273 of them didn't have a lady. There was 273 extra Bechayrim. They didn't have a lady to be poisoned. Then they had to pay 5 shekel. So who was going to be the ones, the lucky ones that have to pay, the 273 that have to pay? And the other ones would get nifted from a lady. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a Goyrol. What did he do? He made 22,000 Ptukim, pieces of cloth that said Ben Levi. And he made 273 that said Chamesh Shekel. Chomesh Sela. And that, and they made a Goyro. So the Velfred, why did he have to write on 22,000 talking Ben Levi? Let him take 22,000 blank ones. And there are 273. Alright, Chomesh Tzav. It's a demagogue, a lot of terrors. Because someone could be Mazai. I mean, you can't be Mazai if Moshe's handwriting and write Ben Levi. That writes is for not Choshesh. Like Choshesh was a youth. But if the Ben Levi ones were blanks, a person that picked out a Chomesh Tzav one and put it in his pocket and have a blank one appear. A blank and not so such a kunst. They got a blank piece of cloth that's similar to the Ptokim of the Goyro. To be Mazayif and take out, if you got Chamei Shekel to put in your pocket and write Ben Levi on it, you wouldn't be able to be Mazayif Moshe's handwriting. Of the blank ones, you would be able to cheat. So that's why he had to write Ben Levi and all 22,000. Ah, you'll ask, so still, so why don't he have to write Chamei Shekel on the other 273? Chutz, leave those blank. Echvesh is Basta Shein HaKasha. Already he wrote on 22,000 of them. Echvesh is Basta HaKasha is Geblibim. Now there's an interesting Malvin on the Kadi over here. It's Mavur that Moshe Rabbeinu took the money, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the money to Aaron Ubonov. The Nasata Kesef of Aaron Ubonov. Moshe Rabbeinu took the money from the Yidden, and he gave the money to Aaron Ubonov. Because Halacha in Yerideya, Simit Shinhei, in Hilchas Pitin Aben, the Ramah brings down, Ein Ha'av Yochel Liptois Ayidei Shliach. You can't do Pitin Aben with a Shliach. The guy named Bezdin Poitin Aysi Beloy Ha'av. The father has to do the Pitin Aben. He brings from the Rivosh that a father has to do the Pidyon HaBen himself. There's no Shlichus by Pidyon HaBen. The Ramah brings this din from the Rivosh in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Bir HaKruah in Or, in Yerideya, he shries that Lehoyev Lehnivu. The Emes is there's no such Rivosh. And if you take a look up in Shubis Rivosh, the Rivosh doesn't say it. The Shoyo asks the Rivosh such a tzad. And the Rivosh has a whole mass of Matan with him. You see that the Shoyo, we don't know who it is, the Shoyo of the Rivosh had asked, had gone with Hazah Anocha, that it's belish lichus. And the Bir HaGolam Isis Choyle, the Goyin says, Avada, you do not need the father himself. Avada can be done with the Shliach. This is the Goyin Lashitasi, the famous Goyin that he holds, that the concept of Pidyon HaBen is not more than Priyas Choyv Ba'alma. That's a huge topic in itself. I'm not going to go into all the details. Of the Goyin Shita Koponim is Lashitasi and a few other details of Pidyon HaBen, that it's only a Priyas Choyv. And anyone can pay up the Choyv for you, Pareya Choyv V'Chaveiroi. There's no reason why you can't do Shlichus. And Avad, it's only Choy Ba'am. So this is a Masu Matan in the Pesach. The Malbim writes over here that L'chad it's a Raya from here that you're allowed to do it B'shlichus. Because it says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu took the money and gave it to Aaron Ubonov. It didn't say that each one of the Yidden that was lucky to get the petek that said Chamish Lam paid himself to Aaron Ubonov. Moshe Rabbeinu did Raya B'shlichus. So he sees, you see Raya from here that you in fact could do Shlichus. The Emes says, what's Takav Shat? What happened to Shlichus? Why shouldn't you be able to do Shlichus? So I saw in Shuvas Chasam Sofer, he says, Gorbs, Amachshavadik. The father should do it himself, because the same way Klal Yisrael was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim by Makas Bechayrit, Hashem saved the Bechayrit. It says over there, Ani v'lo yishliach, the Eibishter alone came to save us. The Doimel is there, when we're paid at the Nei Bechareinu, it also should be Ani v'lo yishliach. Okay, I don't think that makes it Likuma, but HaKadosh that would be under her. Now Bechayrit, the Malbim's Rai is a very shver Rai. Bechayrit is no Rai for me. I saw already off in Oret, Rabbi Kiva Egu and HaGoyis and Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Shinhei, Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Shulchan Aruch, that even if you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen B'Shlichus, Avad and Din is going to be that you can pay the money B'Shlichus. Dahainu, by Pidyon HaBen, assuming not like the Gru, assuming that it's Taka or Chalois, it's not just a Prius Choy. Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, the only thing that can't be done B'Shlichus is the Chalois. But the payment of the money, if the father is there and he wants to do Pidyon, now he doesn't actually go deliver the money. He can send a mailman to deliver the money. You don't even need a chalosh shlichus for that. The delivering of the money is not a problem. Over here, all Moshe Rabbeinu did. No, the chalosh the father is going to do that. He said, I want to be paid to my son, and here's the money. And he says, give the kohen the money. The giving over of the money, that chalik zikr is in a sinas mois ba'alma. That about it doesn't mean shlichus. The kohen held that old pidyon HaBen is. But even if you understand, the Pidyon HaBen has this whole other concept of Chalipin, of Zeta Chazer, with a whole Geshef, a Chalipin Kedusha, with all the Inyonim of Pidyon HaBen. There's also the Nesinas Mois. That Avad can be done by Shlichus. All we see that Moshe Rabbeinu did over here was the Etzem Nesinas Mois. We don't see more than that. So what's the Raya? Let's mind the problem that the Nesinas Mois can be done by Shlichus. There's no Raya against the Ramah. No more than that, the Achronim, I think Rabbi Chana talks about this, others, there's a din, milsa the less of a shlichus. We spoke about this about the parsha of Chukayisai also. Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a t'nai. So l'chayru, we know this gemara that you're allowed to make pidyon HaBen b'tnai. A person made a pidyon HaBen al t'nai. There's gemaras like that. You're allowed to. L'chayru, pidyon HaBen is less of a shlichus, it should be less of a t'nai. Here's just not shver, but there the t'nai was on the etzemoy. you pipe the ben al tanai, but that was on the actual giving over of the money. That is taki yisra b'shlichus. On that you can make it tanai. So kapana mechari, there wouldn't be a raya from here. Perek Dalet starts. Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe v'Aharon l'Emor Noso yisroish b'nei kahos. It's interesting. I have to be mavar if this is true. We know that the last pasuk in Bamidbar is v'layomer liris kevalas hakodesh v'mesim. Pasuk ends with v'mesim. There's a halacha. It's Yerushalmi Megillah, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to end off a parsha with a davar rav. It's brought down with dina. It's a halacha. In Simin Kufalam Ches and Lachas Kriyas Atayra, it's Yerushalmi Megillah. You're not supposed to end up with a bad zach. And here we end off v'mesim. I have to be mavar where I saw this. I saw once that there was an assertion where the parsha should be, how we lay the parshas over a cycle of a year, right? In Yerushalayim, they used to have it once every 3 years, they would finish. But we have our assertion once a year. It says, Amidbar Nasi Baloischa. Right? If you notice that this pasuk here is Nasi Yisroish B'nei Kahos. Parshas Nasi starts with Nasi Yisroish B'nei Gershom Gam Heim. The question will continue. The assertion was Nasi, it meant Taka the other Nasi. It's going on Nasi Yisroish B'nei Kahos. Not a Nasi Yisroish B'nei Gershom. Okay, that doesn't stem with the ray that Nasi has exactly 176 psukim, and I get 176 by Tumum Kofiutes, and 176 daf and Balabasra, and all kinds of things like that. But it would be interesting that Nasi would have another 20 psukim, and it would start Parshas Nasi. And the truth is, I saw a lot of them are Farshim 12. What's that? Is that we start Parshas Nasi with Gershon? What's with Gershon? Why Kahos is different? Could be Fakir. It was talking Nasi is Rosh B'nei Kahos. Could it? Echveis, but it's a stark horror that it ends off a Mesub. It's talk a stark horror. Now, interesting, it says by Kahas that they do, the Meshachachim is Medayik, it says, Lasis Malacha V'Oyel Moyer. By Gershon and Merari, it doesn't say Malacha. Meshachachim attacks is beautiful that Gershon and Merari had Agolis. They would slap the Kroshim and the Urias with Agolis. But Kahas would carry it on their shoulders themselves. Now, doing it with Agolis is Mechamer. Mechamer is not a real Malacha. Mechamer is not Mamash and Av Malacha. Also, you have Mechamer. So Gershon and Merari didn't do Malacha Mamash. They only did Mechamer. But Kahas, Taka did Malacha. Then the last pasuk ends off. We said it. V'lo yavoyu lirois keval es hakodesh v'mesim. That when the Yidden are traveling, the Levim would carry the kelim. They shouldn't look. V'lo yavoyu lirois keval es hakodesh. They shouldn't look when the kodesh is being covered over. V'mesim. It's going to be nisa v'deh shemayim. Shrek l'chazak. Lav deraisa. V'lo yavoyu lirois keval es hakodesh. What is this lav deraisa? What is going on? There's a mission in Sanhedrin that pay aleph. Hagoyne v'sakasva. V'hamakalo v'koysim v'aboyel aramis kanoim paygim bay. I'm sure everyone heard that. Aboyel aramis kanoim paygim bay. The safe of the mission. Hagoyne v'sakasva v'hamakalo v'koysim v'aboyel aramis kanoim paygim bay. Zok the Gemara, my goyne v'sakasva. Omer Rav Yehuda, hagoyne v'klisharis. If you steal it, you go into the Beis Hamikdash and you steal a klisharis besides the signoi and some other lavim. There's also a bazundera iser. Heichen mizah zok the Gemara. For the Yovel Liris Kevala is a Kodesh v'Mesim. The last to steal a Kegli from the Beis Hamikdash. You go steal the Aron, besides you have a Sigma, you also over for the Yovel Liris Kevala is a Kodesh. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they don't bring this down in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Chinuch says there's no Mitzvahs in Parshas Bamidbar. And the reason is because they learned that this Drosha is only an Asmachta Ba'alma, as I state in the Nesu Kelim of the Rambam. But it's important to know the Bahag argues, the Bahag, the Mitzvah Kufin involved in his Cheshbon of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Layovi Liris Kevalas HaKadosh, stealing the Chvisharis. It's a lot of their eyes. Besides, by Signoi, you're over the Layovi Liris. He holds it to their eyes. Machlekes Mishrein, most of the Minyan HaMitzvahs do not count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, stealing the Chvisharis. Because it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. Now, if it's an Asmachta Ba'alma, so what's Pashup Shah in the Pasuk? Right? The din of going to Vesakasva, stealing a Chvisharis, is only Asmachta Ba'alma. So what's the Taka the Pashup did? Avada the Pashup did is you're not supposed to look at the Kalim. Now, there's a big Machlekes Mishrein. Rashi says it's going on all the kelim, not only on the Aron. Rashi says v'yavi liris, the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan, the Ramban and the Benezer say the Pharisees, it's only going on the Aron, not on the other kelim. Now you have to understand, Avad, there is no iser to look at the Menorah, the Mizbeach. People look at the Mizbeach and the Aron, out there, and at the Menorah, the Mizbeach, you're out of seat. L'chayra, what would be suggested, L'chayra would go is that according to Rashi, it's only a din b'shas masois, when the Yidden are traveling. And they're covering over the Aron, you're not allowed to look at the Aron and the Kalim. I'm sorry. Like the Ramban, that if you're not allowed to look at the Aron only, could be it's taka than ever. You're never allowed to look at the Aron. Is it then? Don't look at the Aron, ever. But they Rashi that this law, Loyavi Liris, goes also on Shar Klei HaMikdash, and by them, about you're allowed to look, must be it's only a din b'shas masois. So again, like the Ramban, it's a lot to look at the Orin ever. Like Rashi, it's a din to look at any of the Kalim while you're traveling. I'm not sure if the Kangan is allowed to look at the Orin. It doesn't say he's allowed to look. We'll see in a minute. Maybe I have an Eitzah for that. I don't know if he's allowed to look at the Orin, but we'll see. 1 second. Maybe we'll have a shot for that. I want to get to that. Can the Kangan look at the Orin when he goes in on the base of Mignish? There's a Gemara in Yuma daf Nun Dalet. Maise b'koyin echad. One of the Kohanim was walking around in the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. He saw that one of the balatot on the floor was a little different than the other ones. So he called over his friend to tell him what's going on. There must be like a trap door over here. There's something funny here. It looks like there's a hollow underneath. And before his friend even came to get him, he right away died. So they realized that this person, this Kayan, died because that's obviously he picked up the wrong floor piece and he saw the Orin and he had away he died. And that wasn't the Shas Masois. And again, Rashi, the Vayobi Neris is an old Kayan, and it can't be an out look at any Kayan. Meshver Zatzal has a whole shir on this sugya, but he wanted to say a vort on this knech that, like Rashi, the yisoid is you're not allowed to look at any of the klei hamikdash b'shah shedinam liyos mechusa, at a time when the din of them is to be mechusa. When is it the time to be mechusa? Well, b'shat masois, all of the kelim have a din to be mechusa. Shaloi b'shat masois, Oron always has a din to be mechusa. Oron was covered by the pareches. Pareches is a gemara in sukkah daf zayin. The pareches, even though it's menatzad, is kisul. The more that in Ischatu, and this whole so you end up Zion of Yeshia, but you see the concept that the Oren is Dino Lias Mechusa. Who had been over there in that story in Yuma? It was B'Shaz Geniza. It was Nignaz Oren already. And B'Shaz Geniza, it's Dino Lias Mechusa. When it's Dino Lias Mechusa, you're not allowed to look at it, Yechayiv Misa. And then it's Hodma any Kli. Any Kli that's Dino Lias Mechusa, you're going to be Chayiv, you're not allowed to look at. Normally, if it's a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to look at the Menorah of the Mizbeah. It's not Dino Lias Mechusa. B'Shaz Masois. Even the Menorah and the Mizbeach is Dino Lias Mechusa. And Derech Agav, the Menorah, the Meshachach Mizbeach, it says Menorah is Hamor, he's Medayik, that even during the Masois, the Menorah was still lit. There's a din, the Menorah should always be lit. Even when it was covered over with these big day Chelas, the big day Aswad, it was still, Menorah is Hamor, it was still lit. But then it's a Dino Lias Mechusa. All right, it happens to be, is always a din Lias Mechusa. Now this is already a derayis to Gedin, you see this Kayan died. How come this din is not brought in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? How come this din is not brought down in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? Like going to the sakas, what we said is an asmacha, like most of Shani. But this then, why is not brought? So again, interesting, the Urayim and the Tashbats in their sheet of Minyan HaMitzvahs bring down a special level. You shouldn't look at the Oren, at the Kelim. But the Rambam, the Chinuch, they all bring down this level. So the MS is, the Shailas is this being laid with Dervis. The Gemara brings down the Hemshech, the Gemara says in Yuma, it says, Bishom of Yisrael oil the Rego, the Kohanim would open up the Pareches and they would show the Kruvim that are hugging each other. Kruvim Shayim Urim Zebazet. V'ayimrim lehem ru'uchi basal mefnei amokim. In fact, the Gemara, how could they do that? Aye, what happened to the Lav? V'ayavah viris kevalas ha-kodesh. So the Gemara, the Lav is only in the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan, they were like Arusa. They weren't yet Nesua. And for an Arusa, it's a bechin of Nesua, this Isser. It's the look. In the Mikdash Rishon already, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was ready to Nesua, you were allowed to look. In fact, the Gemara said, how come that Kohen died? But remember, that was the Mikdasheni. Mikdasheni was La'achash and Hizgarshu. La'achash and Hizgarshu is already a law, my friend. Zok the Mi'iri, that means Beis Mikdash La'asid, he's going to have a din. La'asid Lovi Abade, you're going to be allowed to look. It's Kinesua. But it's not Noyig with Dervis. It was only Noyig in the Mishkan and in the second Beis HaMikdash. Vice the Chois, you could say that the Ram holds that not enough to be called with Dervis. Minyan HaMitzvah is the only thing that Noyig with Dervis. Could be that the Urayim and the Tashbats argue, the Urayim and the Tashbats hold that something that's knowing Bizman HaMishkon and Bizman Mikdash Sheni suffices, and I would think Bizman HaGolus, right? If someone would see the Geniza of the Ora now, the Chorim Bichayim Yisvedei Shemai, it's Din Aliyah's Geniza. That's enough to be called the Dairus, even though it's not us, knowing us in love. And could be that's going to be the Machloikis, the Urayim, and the Rambam. Now the emesis, there could be another Mahal, this is the Chiddush she wanted to say. If you look at the Hemshecha Gemara, the Gemara asks, how is a child such a thing? It says they would be Megalel the Pareiches, and they would see the Kruvim. In fact, the Gemara, in the Mikdash Rishon, there was no Pareiches. In the Mikdash Rishon, there was a stone wall. Only the Mikdash Sheni was Pareiches. And in the Mikdash Sheni, there was no Kruvim. There was no Aron. The Aron and Kruvim were Nigdash already. So when's this story? So the Gemara answers, either it was Pareichas the Bavi, meaning even in the first place of Mikdash there was some kind of curtain there. It wasn't the Din Pareichas, but there was some kind of curtain. Or it's going on Mikdash Sheni, and it's the Chalamah going on the Kruvim of the Aron, it's going on Kruvim the Tzor, that they had some Surah of Kruvim there. Like this Gemara comes out with Maskana, could be, you could say, Chayzer. Maybe Avad the Din is Noig Lo'ilam. Maybe Mikdash Rishon, maybe Mikdash Sheni. This that they were showing them, either it was Pareichas the Bavi, at that you could say, Alam, this Pareichas the Bavi is not a Din Lias Machusa. We touched up that when Aron is Din Lias Machusa, you're not allowed to look. That's when it has the Chalash Shem Pareichas. Pareichas the Bavi is Tam, there was a curtain there. It's not a Din Kisui. So then you're allowed to look. That's why they're allowed to look. If it's the Mikdash Sheni, then it's Tam, they're not a Shiloh. They were Tam, they're looking at Kruvim the Tzort. It wasn't the actual Kruvim. I was like, it could be that Shandi Ray, and Lo'ilam Avada, this Isser is Noiv Udoris. The story in the Beis HaMikdash that they would look at it was a whole different story in Gans. Again, you would have to know by Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to know if when he walks in Lefnai Lefnim, it's a din that he's allowed to go in there, but it's still Din Elias Machusa. Or at that moment when he's going in, when he's Nichnas with the Big Day, Lovan, it's not Din Elias Machusa. Ich weiß nicht, I don't know what the din is if he's allowed to look. Yeah, it's a few minutes after Shavuos Chalvoy, coming to Shavuos, it's you do with the famous kash of the Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram and Simon Toft Sadi Dalad and Hilchos Shavuos. The Morgan Avram has a Shaila. I think it's a Shaila on the Nusach HaTfilah, but Bechlau it's a Shaila. He wants to understand. The Gemara says in Shabbos there was a Machloikis, Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. What exactly was the Seder at the bottom of Matan Torah? So Zakti Gemara, less man the public that Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. The Torah was given on a Shabbos. Less man the public. Less man the public that the Yidden got the Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And then there was a few days of Shakavatari, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he came back down, 3 days of separation. The whole Seder Advarim, in Parshas Yisraya, Barichos, the Sugis and Shabbos, from that Tev Vav to that Peches, Kishmak and Sugis. But the Gemara comes out, it's a Machloikis, was the Torah given on Vav Sivan, meaning was Rosh Chodesh that year a Monday, or was Torah given on Zayin Sivan? Meaning, Lesman the public, they showed up to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, Lesman the public, Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. But was it Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan? Now, if you don't have the sugya good, it's a machlekes rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. And what's the machlekes tell you? Rabbi Yosi has a chesed, there must be an extra day. And what's the yisayda machlekes? A machlekes in Hilchas plitas shich vazera. It's a din by an isha that's pilet the shich vazera for 3 days. She's tummy, so you need to be perished from your wife before matan Torah. There shouldn't be tumah. And Rabbi Yosi is more machmer that you need an extra day because you need full 3 days. And the rabbanan, you don't need the full 3 days. So the machlekes of matan Torah was on vav sivan or zayin sivan is tolly in a machlekes rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi in Hilchas neva. Frank the Morgan Avram doesn't stim with Allah. La Halacha we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. We pass him like Rabbi Yosi. By God, he helps us plead the Shech Vazer, and you're a day, we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. That means, according to the Cheshbon of the Sugi, that means we pass him, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. And we commemorate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Now, one second, let's get very clear. I don't know what commemorating Shavuos means, but Avad, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to, there's a Chag HaBikurim on Vav Sivan. As I state in the Torah, there's Isra Malacha, there's special karbonis to bring, doesn't say anything about Matan Torah, ever, in the Torah. Doesn't say. There's a Chag HaBikurim, you count 49 days from the Korban HaOmer, and on the 50th day, which is, of course, Vav Sivan by definition, there's a special Yontif, there's an Isra Malacha, that I have no problem with, as I state in the Torah. But in the Nusach HaTfilah, when we daven, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Zayin Sivan. We pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Now he's not asking that the Yomtif should be on Zion City. The Yomtif is a Yomtif. The Torah says on Vav Sivan there's a Yomtif. When I have to put in proportion what we're dealing with. There's a Chag HaBikurim on Vav Sivan, 50th day from the Omer, Avada. Oh, but it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. This should be two separate things. On Vav Sivan it's Chag HaBikurim, and there's Issur Malacha. Zion Sivan, I don't know, maybe in Yalav Yovi or something, we should say Week Eshman Esrei, of course. But we should say something, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But why are we mentioning Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav Sivan? As I spelled the Magen Avraham. That we pass like the Rabbanon, it's good, but we pass like Rabbi Yosi. And we want to say we only pass like Rabbi Yosi l'chumra. Meaning when we're sipik, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, we're machmer. But not that the etzem we pass like Rabbi Yosi. But emes we pass like the Rabbanon. Efshem. The Magen Avraham of an oil says a teretz. So the Magen Avraham, that's why the Sveik of the Yonim, they keep an extra day. So they say Zman Matan Torah Seinu also on Zayin Sivan. Sosan Havoy Pirush. We entered us the Kasha. So we say on Vav Sivan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In Chutz Laaretz, they also say on Zayin Sivan. Vos Shteito and Der Morgan Avram. The Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, has a Gevaldik Arichas on this. He touches up what the Morgan Avram is Meramis to. We know that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Torah Leib HaShemayim. Klal Yisrael is Balabatam on the Torah. The Gevaldik of the Herb Shavuos says, Shavuos Bifnei Atzmai Yavar. Klal Yisrael get the Torah, Klal Yisrael Avon HaKoyach. Rabbi Yosi holds that the Torah was given on Zion. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysef Yemecha Nidaitik. Koyach HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Abraham didn't tell him. It was Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodeh, the Gemara said. That was one of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodeh. How do you know it was Hiskim Liyodeh? Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodeh. It's up to the Gemara because Lo Yard HaShchina Adshim. The Shchina didn't come down until the 7th. Hashem agreed him. But it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Yuzmah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that added on. That's also Sveik HaDiyayimah. Sveik HaDiyayimah on Shavuos. What are we doing it for? The MS, if you know the Shuvah is Chasam Sefer, there's no reason to make Sveik HaDiyayimah on Shavuos. Shavuos is always 50 days after Pesach. By that time, you know already. If not, you know already when Nissan was, you have the Cheshvan of the Chadoshim, there's no reason why there should be Sveik HaDiyayimah. No, it's Minig Avisayin B'Yadayinu. Chazal V'Masakin. The Koyach of Chazal, they were given the Torah. They're the Balabatim. So that's the Oymek of the Morgan Avram's up there. As their Indian, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef the extra day, is Mesumo in the Indian that Klai, so it was Moisef another day. How that answers exactly why we say, it's my mountain Torah saying one vote, I'm not Klor, over, that's what he wants to say, Likten Yenem Morgan Avram. For I'm Nochem Ahalach from the Marsho in Avay Dezorah, Dab Gimel, the Marsho in Avay Dezorah, Dab Gimel says, that the Emes, the Torah was supposed to be given on the 50th, now Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day. What was that extra day? So according to Rav Yossi, it was an Inyan of Tumah, of course. But the Mashal explained that it was really an Inyan, that the Yemei Asfira of Klal Yisrael that year was to work on their Avodah to get to the 50th Madrigas. And then they were ready for the Torah. So the Mashal said they needed an extra day because it's Yir Eschet Koydim L'Torah. Yir Eschet Koydim L'Torah. So the 50th day was the day of Yir Eschet. And then they had an extra day, and then on the 51st, they got the Torah. Oh, but when do we celebrate Shavuos? When do we commemorate Matan Torah? The day of the year is Chet, the day of the year is Shemayim. That's the real day. That day of the preparation of the year is Shemayim to get to the Torah, that's when we say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah we got the next day on Zion Seinu. Oh, but the Zman Matan Torah Seinu was that day of year is Chet. As I state in the Marsho, B'chayru. The Be'er Hated in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Tzadidal, brings the Marsho. He says a Gevaldik Mahalach. Famous Gemara in Psochim, Daf Samaches. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, Hakol Moedim Batzeres, the Bina Nami Lechem. Hashver is tikkul gemara. Shavuos, which is the chag of Torah, then bazunder you have to yesh tol tzut gashmis. The sun, prana sach ma'alkam adem. We don't have time. Aber Shavuos, adraba, atzeres ba'ina lachem. On Shavuos, we come to the shlemus of our Adam, we're not malachim. We're b'nei Adam. We're b'nei Adam that have the Torah. But forget. The Torah learned it into the malachim. Ba'ina lachem. We have to, we yeh on Shavuos. And in Gemara Pirzosh, the Omer Rav Yosef, ilav hayoy makama yoyse ikiv shuka. Kosh pshat the Gemara means, he's saying, I would have been in Amoritz. There would have been a lot of Yosis in the Shuk. Zok the Be'er Hate of Anayev Shat. He says, Rav Yosef was the famous Onov. The Gemara says in Seita Daf Memches, he was the famous Onov. Rav Yosef was the Onov. What's he saying? Ilav HaYoyim. And also, Ilav HaYoyim, if there wouldn't be Matan Torah, Hashem would have turned the world to Tayyub Avoyu. Ilav HaYoyim, there wouldn't be Kama Yosi B'Shuk. There would be nothing. Zok the Be'er Hate, Pshan in the Gemara, according to the Marsha, Omer Rav Yosef, if the Torah would be given on 50th, and everybody would be given the Torah, then people would be. The main thing that would count is who's a Talmud Chacham. So Rav Yosi, I'm not the biggest Talmud Chacham. There's bigger Talmud Chacham than me. I wouldn't be the biggest. But Rilav HaYoyma, with the Marsha, that we celebrate and commemorate the day of the year, Eschet, of Anivus, of Anova, that's what counts. So Kam Yosi, Meshukah, then, Haka, that's my Hashivas, Ich bin the Onov. Rilav HaYoyma, that we see from the Marsha, that what's more Nechshav, is the Yoyma of the Yira Shemayim, that's why it's not Kam Yosi, Meshukah, Ich hab my Hashivas, as Ich bin the Onov. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, in the Be'er Hative, according to the Marsha. So Anochem Ha'alach, the Chassam Sofer says that the Yidden counted the days like Goyim. We always talk about the Mahalach of the Haflah, that by the Goyim, the night starts before the day, so they were one day behind in the Cheshvan of Sefirah. So that year, Zion was the 50th day still, because they were 12 hours behind, they were backward, then you have to know how that Cheshvan goes. They say, it wasn't us, it's Shpeit. And next week, most of the Olam is B'nai Chutvar. We're not gonna have a shir, but unfortunately, the week after, I'm gonna be in Chutz Laretz. Parshas the Thursday of Parshas Baloyscha, I'm gonna be in Chutz Laretz. So if Zainish the Apisrin, if the Olam has an idea,
do it really in Jordan.
No, I'm leaving Monday night. I don't want Monday after Shabbat.